Like I do, I catch myself saying some very like uncool things, but never just checking out the interior design in porn. I'll be honest.
Hello, I'm Ben. Welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, anything in between, joined with Katie and Aaron, and this, our Quarter Life Quandary.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So.
How goes it?
It's been all right.
It's been a while.
It's been a, what, a month?
Has it been a month?
Yeah, I think it's been 4 or 5 weeks. It's gone really quick.
It has. It really, really has. Time flies as time does.
You just couldn't bring yourself to say when you're having fun, could you?
No, I just didn't want to be. I didn't want to follow the stereotypical trends. Thank you. You know,
the trends
of, you know, the sayings trends. So yeah.
Anything new?
You can't really top last week's news. I say last week, last month news.
Last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a cliffhanger.
That's kind of how I'm judging time as well, by like in weeks based on that. I'm thinking, how many weeks now? I was trying to do the math, but
Math ain't mathin'.
Anything to top that news, or?
No. I can't remember. Did I tell you I got a new job?
If I say yes and I've forgotten,
I'm going to take the hit. No, you didn't tell me, at least.
I'm getting on the train lines.
Oh, you definitely didn't tell me that.
You did, yeah.
Did I just tell Aaron?
Maybe. What are you doing on the train lines?
Oh, same sort of field of work, but yeah, I now work on train lines, so I have to be a good boy.
Wait, why do train lines mean that you have to, I guess, improve your behaviour at work? Is it because lives are involved?
Yeah, and because they drug test, like, a lot.
Oh! I thought you meant you were going to have to, like, do your job like not an arsehole.
Oh, no, I'm doing my job even worse. You've seen the state of these train stations.
I suppose you can say you've got to live life between the rails.
That's very dangerous.
That is dangerous. We do not advocate anybody walking on train lines, okay? Just putting that out there as a disclaimer.
You walk in the cess. That's what it's called.
Please tell me you're working local and on the lesser of the train stations.
No, I'm working on another line. Local, but another line.
That train station is going to forever just be a derelict pit.
Yes. To be fair, a lot of them look pretty similar.
Oh, actually, I suppose I do have some news. I went to Barcelona a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yes, and in comparison with their train stations, Barcelona's are pretty freaking good. Their underground system is really quite well laid out, considering I don't really know Catalonian. Yeah, Catalonian.
There are just so many places where, like, the rail network and just the public transport network in general are, like, ridiculously superior to ours. Like, in efficiency and cost. Like, everywhere else I've been, like, in Europe has just been just so, so fucking cheap. I got from, like, Denmark to Sweden for the equivalent of £8.
Yeah, we were there for, was it 3 or 4 days? We got, like, just a travel card, which sorted us for all the public transport, and I think it was about 30 euros, 40 euros, something like that. So the amount we used it was really worth it.
Yeah, like it's crazy value.
Hmm.
Like I went to Switzerland. I went to Geneva about probably like 5 years ago now, and if you fly into Geneva from anywhere, there's a machine in the airport that just prints off a free public transportation ticket that lasts for an hour and a half. So you can use it like an unlimited amount of times for an hour and a half to get you from the airport to wherever it is you need to go.
I wonder if there's anybody that like keeps topping that up by going and doing random bits and then coming back to the airport every hour and a half.
You'd only ever get like 45 minutes away from where you started though.
I mean, you know, I'm fairly sure somebody might do that.
Yeah, I don't know, it just came in really handy. We weren't like staying anywhere because it was a birthday present for someone. So we flew out at like 6 in the morning, had a day there and came back at 10 p.m. So we didn't need to get to like a hotel, but it got us to like the center of Geneva. It's just so efficient and so useful and well thought out.
I hear they have some pretty good conventions.
I couldn't name one.
All pretty subpar.
But yeah, I suppose that was my first trip of the year. Looking about going to Berlin and also to Portugal possibly a couple of times.
You're trying to get all this travel in before baby comes along?
Oh, yeah,
a little bit. So Berlin possibly for my birthday or around that time, and Portugal, I think, we're probably going to be making regular trips there. Obviously not after birthday.
What happened is he got on a plane for the first time last year and now he's got itchy feet
constantly. I'll be honest with you, I probably had, out of my four flights, I had my worst experience the last time. The pilot of the landing was a bit dodge. I don't know.
Like turbulence dodge or drunk pilot dodge?
Drunk pilot dodge. he came onto the runway a bit, I don't know, a bit too steep or a bit too, I don't know. We sort of bounced out of our seats a little bit, even with the seatbelts on.
I mean, I feel like that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
On like a lot of flights.
That's called a crosswind.
Mm.
I gave him 3 stars on pilot review.
Pilot Yelp.
Who's flying today? Is it Gary? Oh, I'll wait for the next flight, mate. Don't worry. Nah, I saw his reviews.
You can afford all these flights considering you're just so jammy. Want to tell the story?
Yeah, I get staff travel.
Oh, no, not even that. You're just the luckiest most financially blessed human to grace the earth. Like, good things just keep happening to you and you don't even try.
Yeah.
You won the lottery?
No.
No, the other day I purchased the new Xbox. Because I've been meaning to, and games are starting to come thick and fast only on the new consoles, so to speak. So I traded in my old Xbox, which was like a limited edition one, and it was at a well-known high street trade-in for games, DVDs, stuff like that.
DEX?
The one that smells of piss and BO.
There could be any of them.
And Malik Panic, hair dye.
Yeah. It was, you know, the staff there are mainly all the outcasts, and for good reason most of the time. But yeah, anyway, the guy was so sort of taken back that I was trading in this limited edition console. I think I was supposed to get about £96 because I looked it all up online, done all the math. and he took it in as the new Xbox that I purchased. So I was supposed to walk out with like some trade-ins. I think it was about like £230. Because he traded this in wrong, I walked out with about 400. So it was like an extra 160 or 70 quid on top.
Yep.
So I was like, that's pretty much paid for my new Xbox. So my missus was with me at the time and she was like, you got to say something. I was like, I'm not saying shit.
Honestly, and like things like this always happen to you. I don't know if we've spoken about the freaking Poang on here before, but this man during lockdown was like, I really want a Poang from IKEA, but they're kind of expensive. I'm going to look on Facebook Marketplace for a Poang. Like a couple of weeks later, he sees one for 20 quid and he's like, oh my God, this Poang looks like really in good condition. Like, should I spend 20 quid on it? I feel like, no, maybe I should treat myself. And he was like weighing up this decision for so long. And I was like, just buy the fucking Poang. You've been wanting this for like 6 months at this point. Just get the fucking Poang. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. Goes there, pays 20 quid for this Poang, gets it home and goes, oh, it looks pretty clean, but I'm going to take off the liner of the... It's a chair, by the way. Sorry, I'm using the name of the furniture, like it's common knowledge. But he's like, I'm going to take the liner off of this because I just want to wash it. Takes the liner off, 20 quid fucking falls out of the liner. Gets a free fucking Poang.
And do you know what? It's just like... free chocolate, you know, stuff like that. You know when you just occasionally pick up something for free and it's like, this tastes better because somebody else has paid for it.
Yeah.
Every time I sit in that Poang, I'm just like, oh.
There are a few things that I could list that you love more than that Poang.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Whenever I have a bad day, my partner knows about it because the first thing I'll do is I'll come home and just sit in the Poang. And she's like, oh, no.
And that's it's now the cat's Poang.
Yeah, the cat tries to take it, but you know, I throw paws too, so it's all good. But yeah, so a Poang, if for people that don't know, is the IKEA sort of like bouncy rocking chair kind of thing.
Is it the one that they always have the fake butt sitting on it?
I don't know.
Or did I have? Or was this a fever dream? They have like a mechanical butt sitting on it and standing up to show how like durable it is.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This might have been like a decade ago at this point. I remember a mechanical butt.
It was like when it first came out.
Yeah. But yeah, it's amazing. I've had quite a few other sort of lucky bits when it comes to finances and stuff like that, but
didn't you just find cash?
Oh yeah, I find cash all the time.
You half magpie,
right?
No, it's because I'm so downtrodden. I'm always looking at the floor. So yeah, I always just go, "Ooh, £10. Ooh, £5." I think the biggest one that I found, I think it was. It was £20 just outside of Harrods, which is kind of typical for the clientele they've got there. They're just like, I dropped some paper. Oh, well.
Based on a stranger's Instagram post from 2013, I can confirm the mechanical butt existed.
Oh, it definitely existed.
And it is the Poang.
It is the Poang. Have a look. We're just looking at the picture for reference. Oh yeah, that looks fucking weird, but okay.
It just kept like moving up and down to like demonstrate how durable and how many like butts it could take, I guess.
I'm gonna YouTube this because I'd like to see it in movement, just to see. I mean, you can tell what it's gonna do from the picture, but still, like,
oh yeah. Just search mechanical butt.
Yeah, this sounds really fucking weird. Like, if the FBI guy or whoever is watching me,
they'll be like, oh, cool, a mechanical butt. It's on YouTube just as IKEA butt machine.
It is on, yeah.
This is just standard product testing, you know?
This is
what they all do.
Having it as a visual in store was kind of like, huh, necessary? Who knows?
This guy's a scumbag. He's put it up as IKEA butt machine, but if you watch it...
There's no butt machine in the whole video. There's no
butt machine. It's just, I don't know, some ginger guy in a freaking woolly hat.
It is.
Hold on one second.
Eating a fry-up. What the...
It's an American. Okay. Yeah. So our American listeners, come on. Sort it out. You're embarrassing us, the British. But then again, slightly not.
We're the ones talking about a mechanical butt on a podcast, to be fair.
Yeah.
We've done all the embarrassment for ourselves.
Ben found the name of the podcast. There you go. Sorted. Mechanical butt.
Mechanical butt.
I don't know if anyone's going to... no one searches our name anyway, so...
That's got to be, like, my favourite kind of humour. This isn't what Aaron said, but it made me think of it. Just, like, saying something stupid and being like, oh, that's the name of my band.
That's the name of my podcast.
Wait, I was talking about my fucking dead bonsai tree the other day because my partner and I got bonsai trees, like, nearly 2 years ago now. And... it's just in the garden because it fucking died and I'm just hoping for a miracle that I'm like, it's a tree, maybe it will live in nature and do tree stuff. It hasn't. And the other day I was just like, all we can do is pray for botanical necromancy. And we're like, that's a fucking sick band name.
That is pretty good.
You wouldn't be able to read it if it were a band name. Because it'd be that font that I can't remember the name of. Like a black metal font.
The scribble.
Yeah.
A barren hedge.
A barren hedge.
That's what that metal writing looks like. Like if you took all the leaves off a hedge row. That's what it looks like.
It does. It looks like thorns in cartoons. You know, like in Rapunzel.
Yes.
That's it.
I 100% agree. Was I thinking? I'm just looking at all my like topics, and they're all horrendous. Like porn you can watch but wouldn't do. Like, we're never going to talk about that.
Well, we just started the conversation, didn't we?
Well, I didn't mean to. I'm just saying. It's like, why is that on here?
I'd like to raise my hand and just say I did have an amazing podcast topic that briefly discussed with Katie, but I cannot remember it.
Literally, same.
Even you were like, oh, this would be amazing to talk about in the podcast. I was like, yeah, it would. I'm going to have to remember this. Fucking didn't.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I was thinking about it for like at least an hour before we...
Because we started quite an in-depth conversation about it as well.
We
like,
did.
Straight off the bat.
We did, and I cut us off and I was like, oh, save it for the next one. Gone.
Yeah. Fuck.
What the fuck were we talking about? It was at the pub.
Yeah.
Which is how this fucking podcast started, from lack of a pub. Have you seen, without mentioning any names, the potential future of the pub is at risk?
Oh, what, because they're building next door?
Yeah. This is what I've never understood about people that buy properties like this, like that rent properties like this. Surely you view the property and see it's next to a pub that lists that it has, like, a late license and has music events, and then rent the flat and then get mad that it's near music. Like, you knew.
Well, that's a problem with the planning permission, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, they just want houses. They don't care. And then later on, when you know, it's up to the music event to restrict their noise.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to be a dick in hindsight.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But that's just how it works.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's right. It happens with loads of pubs.
No, I know. It happened to another one local, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The jazzy one.
And that was exactly the same thing. That bar was there before the flats were, so.
100%.
They just want to kill it. I've been seeing a lot about third places. Have you heard about this?
No.
How, like, you have your place of living, which is your first place, and then your second place is work. And then the third place is the place that you go for community.
Yeah.
And they reckon ever since, like, COVID, it's, like, properly killed it off.
Oh.
And then it brings in the whole conversation of, like, where's a place that you can go that doesn't cost to be there?
I mean, libraries.
It's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, gone are the days where you can just sit in a park, because if you just sit in a park, it's just people get weird vibes.
They sort of go away after what, the fourth or fifth beer?
Sometimes. That's when you start getting a crowd as well. Other people doing the same thing.
I suppose that could roundabout go back to porn scenarios you'd watch, but you wouldn't exactly try out.
Some of the stuff you stumble across is weird. Like, just if there's one thing to be learned from this, it's never to, like, you know, on YouTube where you just
Let me cut you off there. Let me just cut you off there. Wait,
no,
are we talking about...
Continue. You'll find out.
Are we talking about porn or are we talking about...
We're inherently talking about porn, but, like, you know the thing where you, like, watch an inconspicuous YouTube video of just something you were looking for and it's like, oh, recommended video, huh? And then 12 recommended videos in, you're watching a live stream of a panda about to give birth and you never intended to watch it.
Are we still talking about porn?
Relating it back to it, because, like, that happens on sites. Like, the first three videos you click are definitely linked to the first one, and then it gets progressively stranger. On a similar note, did you see someone bought the fake taxi?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, there's stains.
Yeah, and mold and growth.
There's, like, some kind of fungus or something growing on the doorframe.
That should have been bought by a cleaning company, surely.
I mean, or, like, just set fire to it. Like, it's done. It's done.
Well, it could be in a museum in a few years.
What kind of... Well, Amsterdam. I feel like it would be right at home in Amsterdam. Would I pay to see it? No. to have a talk with myself. Now, do you know what? I probably would.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't pay to go and see it, but, like, I'd probably pay entry to whatever museum decided to host it, because they probably, if that's their kind of thing, like, they're gonna have some weird shit in there. So I'd pay to go into the museum.
So what? It would be in between Del Boy's Reliant Robin and freaking a DeLorean.
I feel like they'd have to, like, find and purchase the casting couch to have it in, like, a themed exhibit. You can't just have fake taxi and call it a day. You need the casting couch.
Maybe this guy is looking about just putting his life together with porn related
memorabilia.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know,
I think it counts as memorabilia.
Yeah, he can drive around in his day-to-day car of the fucking porn taxi. Or, you know, he goes home and he chills on his casting couch. What other items related to porn that are quite...
Imagine trying to just relax on the casting couch.
It doesn't look like a comfy couch.
I don't think I'd be able to settle. It's leather. Well, worn leather, but so are most of the people on it.
I suppose, to be honest with you, it's probably been moisturised quite a bit over the time, so it's probably really soft leather.
Oh. I'm trying to think of
other famous porn memorabilia.
No, there's a woman who rents out her like massive house to porn films. And like, do you ever notice that like in some porn, it's always like the same background? It's because this woman rents her house out repeatedly.
Can't say I'm looking at the background, Ben. I'll be honest.
You never look at the back and go, "That's a nice mirror."
I don't think I've gone that far into being this close to 30. Like, I do, I catch myself saying some very, like, uncool things, but never just checking out the interior design in porn. I'll be honest. Like, I found myself in a debate over, like, a Shark vacuum or a Dyson.
Sure.
I'm that level, yeah, obviously. I'm that level of boring. Joe, what? Henry entered the fight, though, as well.
Oh.
I've got Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair. Henry, I think I've pretty much hoovered up a whole brick.
Are we still talking about porn? Or...
No, I Henry is a workhorse. It's not pretty, but it did work.
Oh, my first job that I ever had was we had a Henry, and I'm pretty sure it was older than me, and I was 16. Because we had that shop on the corner that just sold Henry's, which I never went in, but it was such a landmark of our town. Now it's gone forever. But yeah, we had it for so many years. Like, it wasn't a Hetty. It was definitely a Henry, but my God, was it pink. Like, it was not red anymore. It was not a red Hoover anymore. It had been sun-kissed in a shop with no windows. Like, it was so old. But... Jesus, it picked up everything. And we had, like, I don't know how to describe this carpet because it's a very specific retail carpet, but it's not flat. It's like the floor of a swimming pool if it were carpet. Like, there were ridges in That's it. Weird. And it was the worst carpet. Someone pissed on it. And it was awful. But, like, it picked up every single crumb. When I say someone pissed on that floor, they dead ass just came in.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, hoiked a skirt up, squatted and pissed. Not even in a corner as well. That's what made it so jarring. They were just in the middle of the shop.
You should probably get a Charlie one for that. They'll pick up the water.
Oh, no, we weren't allowed a budget for cleaning products. So we just dashed some shake and vac on it and let it absorb and then hoovered it up. Poor Henry.
So I've gone down a mini rabbit hole.
On porn or Henry Hoover's?
Reddit.
Both, so then. Cool.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in porn?
Ooh.
I mean, I feel like I want to say, like, the lemon-stealing whores at the time was weird, but I feel like there's weirder now.
Someone says a vagina smoking a cigarette.
Like, efficiently? Or just a cigarette in a vagina was in
Henry? No, it is actually drawing smoke.
Oh.
I have seen that.
I have not. I don't know if we're talking about, like, normal porn or, like, again, clicking on the recommended videos. Because, like, I think the website was called, like, Rate My Shocker, and it was where Two Girls, One Cup was at the time. And it also had related videos. And my 12-year-old eyes saw a man doing some things with the dolphin that I can never unsee.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and the thing is, it didn't have a thumbnail to prepare me for what was coming. And, like, I didn't click off anywhere near soon enough. Like, I should have clicked off of it way sooner, but I was like, I didn't know they looked like that. What the hell?
Rabbit in headlights.
Yeah. I think I was just more fascinated by, like, dolphin anatomy than anything else. I didn't realise, like... Yeah, it was making very happy sounds. I didn't realise dolphins had, like, junk that comes out of junk. I was like, female dolphin? Oh no, that's just where it comes out of. Okay.
Wait, are we talking, like, a telescopic kind?
Google it, I guess? I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah, ruin your own search history.
There's, like, an opening akin to something that would make you assume that this was a female dolphin. And then out comes the male dolphin, but it's not like a penis shape, it's like a triangle.
Oh my gods, it looks like one of Zoidberg's tentacles.
Yeah, it's really something. I tried to search it scientifically instead of like searching dolphin wang. I was actually like dolphin penis, and dolphin the first like suggestion on there, people also ask, is do dolphins do it for pleasure? Like,
yes,
it's just such weird phrasing.
Yes, they do.
Is it like what, dolphins and pigs are the only other mammals or something?
Monkeys.
I feel like you've gone on to different animal dicks.
It's my mastermind subject.
Well, Aaron, what are you seeing right now? Look up the echidna, dude.
Dolphin.
Oh my.
No, fucking whale cock.
I just heart reacted it. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I feel like this isn't an unknown fact anymore, because the internet's a horrible place, but have you seen the echidna?
Are we talking knuckles?
Knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we spoke about this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, I've just Googled it. It looks like a... If you were to shave a bear's foot...
Oh God! Yeah, I definitely blocked that out.
Yeah, they look like just really swollen toe beans on an animal.
There's someone's put here, it's the weirdest thing you've seen in porn, and someone says, two girls are playing chess. They had no idea how to play and were doing everything wrong, like moving the knight in a straight line.
How far do you have to scroll down before some smart ass has put a female orgasm?
I'll tell you when I see one. You'll be waiting a while.
Oh God, echidnas are awful.
You should look at a duck's wang.
I have seen a duck's wang.
Oh, in real life. Have you seen that? Oh, it was on Apple TV ages ago. With a duck, like, shags a woman.
Wait, what?
It's like a...
On Apple TV?
It's not real. It's just dramatized, but there's just feathers going everywhere. It's horrendous.
Is there context? Was this, like, in a show, or was it just, like, 4 minutes of strangeness?
Yeah, and this, like, duck seduced this woman.
In a show? Or was it just a short?
I think it was a short.
I have never... I don't know what's on Apple TV, but I didn't assume it was that. I thought it was just Severance. Like, that's the only thing I know.
I'll find the name. It's called Raw.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm gonna find it.
Googling it, but...
Larry the Duck.
Oh, 1 hour and 38 minutes. What?
It's season 1, episode 5. The woman who was fed by a duck.
Oh, people don't have Apple TV. Oh God, there's a screenshot. Oh God.
Oh, have you seen it?
I'm just looking at screenshots, and she looks happy. I mean,
yeah, it was he put a good performance in.
What the fuck? Gogglebox viewers traumatized by X-rated scene. Wales Online has reported.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. It was on Gogglebox. It's come flooding back to me now. It was so funny.
I've never understood Gogglebox as a concept.
It's like watching a highlights reel for me. I don't really watch TV, so I just...
That's fair. Like, I've met two of the people from Gogglebox, and they were just terrible. Just awful. I don't know who they are, but let me find out. They actually got kicked out of the premiere.
Oh, you told me about this when you were dressed as a nun.
Yeah, it was for the nun, weirdly enough. And why? I can't remember what they're called. They're sort of like... Okay, all I have is a picture of them. Because I don't know their names, and I'm not trying to click into this link on The Guardian. Because it's going to be about 3 years before it tells me anything. But these guys on the main picture...
Oh, them two plums, yeah.
Yeah. The fella was just grabbing the nuns in very, very inappropriate ways and just got escorted out of a graveyard. What a story.
How dare you? I was asking for forgiveness.
Yeah. That's escorted out of Brompton Cemetery for groping nuns. But yeah, weird show concept.
I'm sure I'm trying to bounce some brain cells together. My topic was something to do with TikTok trends.
You sound like such an old man.
You do. Do you mean like the algorithm or just like viral shit that goes on?
Yeah, it was something at the time of what, 2 weeks ago.
Oh god, there's been at least 17 trends
since then. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh fuck. But
like, if you're still on like, I knew it for you TikTok, you're about a month behind at this point.
Two months. A month ago it was on Instagram, so
yeah, that's where it goes to die.
Yes. That's what I tell my wife, but she won't listen.
And then eventually it gets to Facebook Reels and, you know, it's just, it's done.
I don't even use Facebook Reels.
Nah.
I mean, I put the clips on there, but I don't think anyone watches it.
I sure as fuck don't.
I didn't even realise.
And the thing is, the people that are like, oh, TikTok is for children, and well, like, they'll just refuse to install TikTok, and then they will send you Instagram Reels, thinking they're better than us. No. I've seen that a while ago. Stop.
The only thing I feel, and this is what my wife says, is she doesn't have to go through all the shit on TikTok. She just waits a month and gets the good bits on Instagram, which are kind of, you know...
Yeah, but like, I like on TikTok that you can like traipse back through the backstory and see, like, look for the updates. Like, you can get the full picture, you can get the closure that you need on TikTok. The algorithm brings it back around.
Sometimes. But then I also find that if I keep getting the same stitch of someone, and I'm sick of hearing the same 1 second of a guy going, you know what I really hate? It's just like, do you know what really grinds my gears?
Then just long press it and say not interested.
But that requires touching it.
Did you see, like, obviously the whole, like, they're trying to ban TikTok in the States again?
Yes.
And all of the, like, old ass men that were trying to be like, this is an awful app, we should close it down, were like, all you see on there is inappropriate videos of, like, 13-year-old girls dancing, wearing barely anything. I'm like, dude. Your algorithm's based on what you interact with.
Yep.
You're told on yourself just a bit.
My For You page went on a mad one about that. Like, it was all these like experts going on about it and saying how it was like Congress had been paid by Facebook to ask these certain questions because it's like how a programmer would ask them. And not like how a congressperson would ask them.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing? It was about like how censored like Facebook is compared to TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a thing that was like, if you search France on Instagram, you'll get like all these lovely tourist pictures and all these like pristine manufactured posts. If you search it on TikTok, you'll get literally streets on fire. But the thing is, I actually saw a post today on TikTok, and there's this guy that I don't follow him, but like his stuff comes up a lot on my page, and his like thing is he talks about his autism a lot on his platform, but he also is very sort of like left wing and talks a lot about just bullshit injustice, like it's his whole thing. I saw a video of him today, and he was like, "I just want to make people aware that I got offered a life changing amount of money. Like anyone that knows me, I'm broke as hell, and this money would have paid off my debts and then some. And it was someone with an agenda asked me to make a video with a script on a view that I didn't really believe in, and they even gave me money before doing it without telling me they were giving me the money to try and like encourage me to do this video, and I turned it down. But it was really hard to do because it was a life-changing amount of money. So I'm not like telling on this person, and I'm going to tell you who it is and what they asked me to say. All I'm saying is when you're on TikTok, when you're on social media, and someone has a very strong opinion, politically or otherwise, just know that it is very likely paid for. There is a very real chance that it is paid for. And like, obviously, you know that stuff happens, but the fact that he was like, yeah, don't want clout, don't want to talk about who it was, don't want to talk about anything like that, but this happened to me, just some dude on the internet that happens to talk about politics.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it was Trump.
And I don't know, it's just a bit spooky actually seeing someone openly talk about the fact that that could happen. He didn't even say if it was like a far left politician or a far right politician. Just the fact that it was politics based and it happened to just a normal dude that's not even verified on TikTok. So imagine what the people with like blue ticks are saying. Which then sort of leads down the road of how do you even form an opinion in 2023 without some kind of influence from some kind of paid source?
It is difficult. I watched something along the lines of one of the Jenners back in like the crypto little bang we had a few years ago. She was like paid to advertise a certain crypto that literally tanked almost instantly. And she hadn't like properly shown it was an advert, so people were just going mental about it.
Yeah, even something as stupid as, we're probably on different sides of TikTok here, but there was a TikToker that did a review for a certain brand of mascara, and she was like, oh my god, look at this is only one coat, it's the best mascara I've ever used. And like, you could see where she'd cut the video and put on false eyelashes.
Fuck's sake.
And I don't know, it's just, and the thing is, like, she was sort of like renowned for being like a no shit, this is good, this is bad kind of makeup reviewer. But even something as simple as reviewing a fucking like very, very well known brand mascara that probably didn't need the publicity. And she's still working with them, so clearly they haven't like gone at her for a breach of terms. So was it planned? Who knows? Who knows anything anymore? It's a very weird time to be alive and forming opinions.
I'd love to know what we're subconsciously been. Ben, have you been bribed? Are we subtly advertising something that even I don't know of?
Ben, mental health can't hear us. Ben can't hear us.
I think I'm back.
Hello.
Well, yeah. That just had to be convenient, didn't it?
Yeah, you're doing a welfare check and you disappear.
Well, no, I was doing an integrity check.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I did say, have you been bribed by any companies? Are we subtly advertising something on this TikTok that even I'm not aware of?
No. We only had one. We had a scam guy that I kind of semi-believed for a little while.
Oh?
And it was one of these ones where it was like, oh, do you want to advertise our razors? I was like, yeah, we'll have a look. And like, oh, all you've got to do is, you know, put this code into the website and it will give you the discount to get it. And I was like, okay, we'll have a look. Had a look, and it wasn't a discount. It was like 2% off.
Oh.
Like, that is not an advertising plan. You just want to sell me a razor.
Yeah. That's strange. Why were we being offered razors? Are we really that depressing?
I think it was just a
generic
throw out a wide net,
yeah,
and see what lands.
Times are hard, to be fair.
It was completely just a search up whoever puts podcasts as a hashtag and just offer it out to everyone.
Why'd you target the podcast people?
Because people want to make money from their podcasts, so they think that the first advertiser that comes towards them is going to be the holy grail that opens up everything else.
Yeah.
So you think as soon as I get one, people are going to take me seriously.
Joe, it's actually probably advertising on a podcast is probably more lucrative than being on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But the thing is being on a podcast will get your podcast seen. So, I don't know.
Maybe we should use this podcast as our trambobaline into a higher place on our next podcast.
Yeah, our podcast isn't anywhere to be a trambobaline.
Damn it.
One day of knowing you, Aaron, without a Simpsons quote is just, it's not going to happen, is it?
Nah.
No, I didn't think so.
The only thing that made it through from the repressing sort of stages are, yeah, Simpsons knowledge, trivia, quotes.
To be fair, trambopoline is one of those, like, Simpsons moments that altered my brain chemistry. Like, that, it would make one of those videos.
Trambobaline. But yeah, I think I posted another good meme into our group, which I'd like to hear your thoughts. You get one pick of a show that either got cancelled or
I already know about.
It ended really, really badly, and you think it needs another shot. Give it another shot. They know what they fucked up on now.
I will fucking die on this hill. Santa Clarita Diet should not have been cancelled, and I'm very upset about it. It ended on a freaking huge cliffhanger. If anyone was thinking of watching Santa Clarita Diet, don't, because you're just going to get blue-balled like 3 seasons in. It's fucking awful.
I stopped after season 2. So
good. Stay there. Good. I'm sure there was a website once where I saw it and it was like, you can search a show before you watch it to see if it's been cancelled.
Yeah.
And I can't remember for the life of me what it was called.
I'm sure I've seen that before.
Similar to, like, Does the Dog Die, which I still use to this day. Cause,
really?
Yeah. I still use Does the Dog Die. I don't want another Marley and Me or Archie a Dog's Tale situation going on. No.
That's fair enough.
What show would you like to see rebooted because it ended shit or anticlimactically?
Don't know.
Aaron?
Game of Thrones, maybe?
I thought, yeah. Game of Thrones was going to be someone's answer. I've never seen it, but apparently the ending was just rushed.
It
was just so rushed.
A bit of a low-hanging fruit, but yeah, I suppose that's quite an obvious one. I mean, if this was what, over a year ago, I'd probably say, actually no, I'm not going to go with that. Fuck yeah, that is quite a difficult question. Heroes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, do you know what Heroes,
I feel like Heroes kind of went on too long. I think it could have been done with.
This was going to be my next,
like, 2 series.
This is going to be my next question. Which show do you think, like, jumped the shark and should have ended way before it did? Like, unpopular opinion,
EastEnders.
The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah. I'm going to...
EastEnders.
Yeah.
This is going to be... I feel like 10-year-old me would definitely fucking hate on me if I'm going to say this answer, but Simpsons?
I mean, I feel like The Simpsons has morphed into like a completely different show these days. Like, back in the day, it was really subtle jokes for the adults watching it, and now it's just straight up fuckery. Like, they're not subtle about the gags anymore.
Yeah, they're going for like more relevant jokes, more current topic, current people, stuff like that, and no real original ideas.
Yeah,
sounds quite cliche because the storylines are quite, you know, you'd never expect.
Family Guy could have died sooner.
It either goes, I really like it or really hate it and just think it's stupid.
I feel like American Dad should have been the better of those two.
Yeah, I didn't like American Dad.
Quickly back to shows that ended terribly. I feel like Misfits did us dirty.
The Castle.
I never finished it.
Like, there was no point because the whole cast like left. Like, by the end of the show, it was just a completely different cast.
Yeah, we got the guy from Woody from This Is England into it, didn't we? In,
like, yeah, but what is season? What is his fucking
pass?
Joseph Gillen?
Got no idea.
But he was also in Preacher, wasn't he? As the Irish vampire.
Yes.
But yeah, like, I really enjoyed young Robert Sheehan being the main character, and it's just like all of the characters dropped out and it was a whole new cast. And it just, I don't know. It's kind of shit.
I think the Chavvy girl, she got kicked off of it because...
Lauren Sucker, yeah.
Didn't she have, like, a racial incident or something like that?
Fun fact, you know that shit film that I refuse to acknowledge I'm in?
Oh, yeah.
In it with her.
You're in a film?
Yeah.
She's...
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Only as a zombie, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But bear in mind, there were four zombies. They've just put us in multiple outfits.
Oh, okay.
And multiplied us into a horde. Yeah, but they like ran out of sound effects, so they just made us do loads of different zombie noises. And yeah. But yeah, she was in the film, and it's bad. Like, it is undeniably awful.
Are you listed?
I got invited to the premiere and didn't go.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Claire got invited. And it was in like a... We filmed it in a community centre in Essex. It was very strange. Brian Blessed was there. He narrated it. It was a weird film.
Can you not go on IMBD and insert yourself as uncredited?
Can you do that?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, that's fun. I probably won't.
And then And then off the basis of that, we can then start you a Wikipedia page.
Like, I must have told this story before, because it's like one of the stupidest things I've done. Well, it's not. I've done stupider stuff. But so it was this community centre in Essex, and they had just like a huge green screen set up for the zombie scenes. It was literally just zombie filming day and Brian Blessed narrating and a few shots with Lauren doing whatever it was she was doing. It was a very strange day, but I was just walking backwards and forward, doing what I was told, changing outfit when I had to. Good fun. And then they were like, can we get a few shots of you like pushing this buggy? We think it'll be really funny. And I was like, sure, I'll push the buggy. So I was pushing the buggy backwards and forwards, and it was like zipped all the way up. It was like one of those Moses basket kind of buggies. And it started crying, and I freaked out because I thought this was just a prop, and it wasn't. It was the director's newborn baby in the crib, And my reaction to the baby crying was launching the buggy, not like picking it up and throwing it, just like pushing it as far away from it as possible because it made me jump. So I just launched the director's baby halfway across this fucking community centre. And everyone was like, like shocked and horrified. I was like, what did you think I was going to do? Why did no one tell me there was a live baby in here?
Rather than an undead baby.
Yeah, I thought it was just an empty buggy because it was such a light buggy because there was literally like a 6 week old in it.
How far did you get the baby?
Like a good few meters.
Oh, that's
like it was a launch. I was startled. Startled, I tells you. Genuinely surprised that I was allowed to go to the premiere.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I'd love to be in the back of a film.
Yeah, there's ways you can go about it, but they all just seem like sitting on a waiting list for 3 years and hoping that you fit like the exact body type they're looking for.
Isn't there like a model search sort of thing?
Yeah. The only reason I happened to get involved in this was just in the zombie community, I guess. Like I just got the heads up that this was happening and they were looking for zombies and I was like, cool, I'll head on down. And just happened to for them to be like, yep, cool, you look right, let's do this. So it was pure chance and knowing someone that knew the director.
Right time, right place sort of thing.
Basically, yeah. Ha ha, I have found the photo evidence of the buggy.
Would you like to know some number facts about today's podcast?
Is it that time?
I believe so, Ben.
I mean, you can crack on it.
The human skull is made up of 29 bones.
Name them.
Skull bone 1. Skull bone 2. All the rest of the ones have sort of come. Oh, actually, October 29th is National Cat Day.
I hope you bought your cat something.
Yeah, no. A lot of these are actually quite shit.
They're always shit.
The atomic number of... Fuck you! The atomic number of copper is 29. Oh, God, yeah, this is bad. I'm putting the plug on this bit.
Oh, my God.
I bet you Euronymous from Mayhem could list you... the human skull bones, as he has, he owns some of them. Well, he's dead now, but he owns some of them.
Wait, who? What?
I don't know if this is too grim for a podcast, actually. Maybe.
I don't think there's anything too grim for a podcast.
Okay, Google at your own risk. There's a death metal band called Mayhem.
Right.
So if you just search Mayhem album cover. And then go on to images.
Ooh.
I love how it's quite high up on the list of search results.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay.
Mm.
Is that like something they did?
That is their band member who went by the name of Dead, who was obsessed with death, and he just wrote a note saying, like, I think some more than just this sentence, but like it ended with sorry about the blood. But one of the band members, Euronymous, like posed the photo after the event, like, because obviously the last implement used is underneath the first implement used. So he restaged it, just like made it look a bit more, I guess, if you can call it aesthetically pleasing, and then took some fragments of the skull and gave them out as like tokens of appreciation to fellow like people in the scene, being like, yeah, we like your shit, here's a token of our respect or whatever. Yeah,
very, very,
yeah, that's pretty weird.
They're like kind of, I don't want to say like the origin of black metal, because that's probably not true at all, but they did burn down like 12 churches.
Rookie numbers.
They're so messed up.
I like the related image search.
What comes up? I saw one that was just like a cartoon drawing of it, but that's not coming up for me anymore. What's the related image search? Oh, someone made a patch? That's messed up.
Right, there's an album called Erotic Diarrhea Fantasy, and it is exactly what you'd imagine it to look like. There's one with a cow with some zombie head falling out of it. This is such a weird little rabbit hole.
Black metal album art is something else.
The 10 grossest metal albums of all time.
Oh, Cannibal Corpse has to have made it on there. Tomb of the Mutilated.
Oh, yeah.
Tomb of the Mutilated. The
Wrench Spawn.
Oh.
Which is like some alien business going on.
I feel like...
Even the zombie doctor looks shocked. It's like, ugh.
I feel like you could make that list entirely out of Cannibal Corpse album art.
Cattle Decapitation. that's an interesting name for an interesting picture. Oh, the Dawn of the Black Heart. That's
Mayhem, yeah.
Gore Metal Exhumed. Giz's head in a microwave. This is like some old school Pritt Stick like collage picture of just dead bodies.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't really have any other descriptors.
Slave to the Scalpel. And it's some geezer's face getting cut up.
I saw this like comprehensive list of metal anatomy. And like looking at black metal, all I can think of is Mayhem. They've got like all three down to a fine art if you actually listen to their music, which I don't recommend because it's objectively bad. But literally shrieking, church burnings, and murder. Because one of the bandmate that took the pieces of skull and like bullet fragments and stuff and gave them as gifts got murdered by another band member who thought he was like going too far.
Oh, so it was a real fun fest.
Oh, there's like Mayhem lore. Oh,
what the?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's what like a London bar scene toilet.
Literally,
is that like what? If you're Breaking Bad in your bathtub.
I'm just thinking of that Facebook group that you added me into.
Yeah, similar. Except they're all real. I don't know if that's real.
I mean, judging by... There are so many versions of that group. Jesus.
Oh, I found another Dawn of the Black Hearts. And it's... Oh, no, this is a meme. Oh, for fuck's sake. Is this a cat on the floor with tomato sauce? I was like, what's going on here? Absolutely nothing. Nothing's going on. Well, this was a slow one, but we can't always be amazing.
No. Sometimes we just talk about decomp stains, I guess.
Yeah. And you being a zombie mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ta-ra for me.
And me.
And Aaron? Has he already dipped?
I can only assume so.
Oh, there he is.
I've got to go.
feel like we're getting sung out.
Yep.
Well, it was a sing out, but you spoke after it.
Oh, sorry.
Good point.
You fucked it. All right. Fucked it good.
Bye, everyone.
Fucked it.